I think until a patient is in that situation of, I literally have nowhere I can send you, they just don't understand. They hear it on the news. They hear it out and about, like, oh, there's a shortage of hospital beds. But until they're in that situation and they don't think it's going to happen to them, it's a scary, you know, it's just kind of, they feel like it's not going to be them. But, you know, we know that getting the COVID vaccine greatly reduces chance of hospitalization and death. And so I can't say it enough. But with our surge right now, it's like right now, the important thing is masking and being careful. But then in general, it's not even a good time to get in a car accident. Granted, they can't control that, but not waiting if something doesn't seem right. So that's where using the clinic and getting ahead of things and trying to be ahead on your preventative care can be very helpful. So we're not waiting till the last possible second and then scrambling to find a hospital bed. So even though at times I might feel exhausted or overwhelmed or there's so much on our plate, just trying to keep that positive attitude, it does no good to do anything else than to say, nope, we're going to get through another day and that's fine.